maybe you got hooked on the Golden Girls or the Mary Tyler Moore Show or even the Betty White Show. Betty White's been on TV for 70 years, long enough to have fans of all different generations. Betty White turned 98 last week, and just in time to celebrate, you can watch a documentary about her life on TV produced by a Wisconsin filmmaker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of Betty White? Did you sign a social media petition to get her onto Saturday Night Live? Why are you a fan? What memories of watching her do you have? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Steve Boettcher is co-founder of Boettcher and Trinkline Television based in Milwaukee. He produced the documentary Betty White, the First Lady of Television, that's now available for streaming on Netflix. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, Rob, thank you very much.
Well, I was going to ask why you wanted to make a documentary about Betty White, but then I thought, why wouldn't you want to make a documentary about
exactly
Betty White?
Right. I mean, TV was invented for Betty, and she's taken full advantage of it, really. So 1939 was her first experimental television experience with television. She was in high school, and they were kind of working out the cameras. So it's been 80 years, really, you think about it, with that first shot at being in front of cameras.
And in your documentary, she talks about this show. She'd been on radio, actually, which I respect. And then she and her co-host did this show that was just them on TV for hours, in some cases just unscripted, just doing stuff.
Yeah, they just literally set up a camera pretty much and did radio and for 5 or 6 hours every single day. So that was kind of the birth of television, I think, and Betty.
And yeah, they were kind of making it up as they went, and she was groundbreaking in a lot of ways. She was a first, she had her own variety show. She ended up being a producer, I think one of the first women in TV producers. She did a lot of stuff that people who watched her, like me, from Mary Tyler Moore or Golden Girls on might not have known.
Yeah, it's so true. She hired the first woman director for television and was nominated for the first Emmy. So, yeah, she's been there, and she was truly the first. And I think, you know, really, as you watch the documentary, you can't help but know that, you know, at 98 years old, she's like an eternal optimist. She's got great tenacity. She's very genuine, and she is exactly the way you want her to be. We spent about 10 years working on this project, and she is just the way you want Betty to be.
And she talks about into her 90s, still a little bit of that, not full on stage fright, I don't think, but a little of the butterflies that any performer might get.
Yeah, I think that's what makes her also so like real and just very spontaneous. And she's very quick witted. And that has served her well, even from, you know, from the radio days. Just her being quick on her feet is always something that you see with Betty.
You talk to a lot of, well, celebrities who have worked with her, but also some people close to her. She's been kind of a pop culture icon lately, and I want to give a listen to what some of the people you talked to had to say about sort of a second or third or maybe fifth part of her career. Here it is.
Her demographic sort of exploded. You know, all of a sudden there were kids who were 5 and people who were 95. They just loved her across the board, and she became cool.
All at once, this character actress became a star. And what I find fascinating is that she's the only one who doesn't know it. Because I don't think she ever framed her life that way.
So that's her executive assistant and a friend of hers talking. And can you talk about that weird sort of rebirth of Betty White in the public eye?
Yeah, it's so true. Like, you know, we know about it. Kids know about it. Every age group knows Betty White. And whether it's the Snickers commercials or all the television series or hosting SNL, we all know Betty. And that's pretty unique for an entertainer. She has stayed relevant every single day of her career.
And yeah, that Saturday Night Live thing, there was this big petition to get her to host, a huge response on social media. She ends up doing it, and you talked to some of the SNL women in particular who got to work with her, and what a treat it was for them to work with this legend.
Yeah, it was like, we talked to Tina Fey about it, and she just said, and so much energy. That show is just exhausting to do, and it's an exhausting week. And then, you know, it's late on Saturday. It's really a hard show to do, and she just killed it. It was a Mother's Day special. It is still one of the highest-rated SNL episodes in the history of SNL.
Oh, and it's kind of this funny irony, like, oh, everybody's kind of worried how she's going to do on live TV when she, you know, kind of helped sort of invent live TV in a lot of ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Tina Fey says, she asked her one day, like, what's a success, Betty? And Betty said, it's vodka and hot dogs. That's exactly the success.
Talking to Steve Boettcher, co-founder of Boettcher and Trinkline Television based in Milwaukee. He produced the documentary we're talking about, Betty White, the First Lady of Television. Now, she had a big, Betty White had a big connection with game shows as a special celebrity guest, and also won an Emmy for hosting a game show. And she met her husband, Alan Ludden, while playing on a game show. Let's take a listen here.
I flew to New York to do a couple of things, and Password was one of them, and I fell in love with the game. I love the game of Password.
This is the sparkling television star and great Password player, Betty White.
The host was very nice and very attractive, and I thought, oh.
Hello, Alan.
What are your plans for the summer, Betty?
Well, I'm going to do some... What did you have in mind, Alan?
A great story. And she really, you know, I think sometimes it, in the 70s in particular, it was kind of a celebrity duty to be on game shows. It seemed like she really liked it.
Well, and that was Alan Ludden, the host of Password,
right,
who's from Mineral Point.
Oh, I didn't know
right
that.
Down the road from Madison. And that's her great connection to Wisconsin and our area. And she's from Illinois originally. So, yeah, she just loved the games. That's kind of her competitive spirit. She loves games even today. We have a scene in the film where she's playing Scrabble with some of her very, very dear friends, and she still loves games and loves words and loves playing word games.
Yeah, let's we actually have a little clip of part of that that Scrabble scene from the documentary.
But then suddenly I feel her getting edgy. She wants to get to the table. She is ruthless. Let me tell you, ruthless.
Six, seven.
She always says, well, I know we're friends here, but when we get over there, all friendships cease. And she means it. And I have to tell you, she beats us most of the time.
So Betty White's a cutthroat Scrabble player.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. She really is. And you know, and some of her best friends are of the younger generation, if you will. Ryan Reynolds is in the film, and Ryan believes he owes her career to Betty White and literally like holds her up on that kind of a pedestal. It was because of the proposal and the success of that movie that launched his career, he feels. And Betty was key to that.
She also Betty White loves animals. You've got some footage of Betty feeding a bear in the documentary, just Betty and the bear side by side. And let's just know what Betty says about her support for animals.
Well, that's my life. The reason I work, the reason I do anything is because of my love of animals.
She's enjoying his love right now.
Yes.
She says all the time, I have to keep doing my acting job so I can support my animal causes.
So an iconic actress on TV for decades. She's got this passion for animals. Is that something she talked a lot about as you worked with her?
Yeah, she did. I actually filmed the documentary as well, and we're inside of this beautiful compound where they keep this 900-pound grizzly, and Betty sits right next to him. And at some point, I'm kind of taking my eye out of the viewfinder, and I realize I am like 3 feet from this 900-pound grizzly, and she's feeding it marshmallows. But and I think, you know, that's Betty's legacy, quite honestly. She hopes she's remembered for being so active in helping animal causes and financially being there and supporting animals, and that's really something that's really near and dear to her heart.
You talked to a lot of people in this documentary who had worked with her in the last few years, and going all the way back to her Betty White show, one of the dancers, one of the announcers from one of her early shows. Did you get a sense from them of just what it was like, what it's been like to work with Betty White?
You know, she is beloved. She's very, very smart and very caring about everybody. And there's a line early in the film about she believes when people are on the big screen, they're unapproachable. But when they're on a television screen at people's homes, you always have to be approachable because you go into their homes and you go where they live. And she always believes that you have to be very approachable. So whether it was going through airports with her or being out at events with her, she will sign every autograph. She's just so incredible, genuine, and just loves people. And it's so clear. And she's beloved. People love working with her. And I think what was key, we noticed too with crew, she always knew like the lighting person's name of their pet and how their pet is doing and the kids of the audio or the wardrobe people or whoever. And she cared enough to really want to be part of their life.
And something that comes through from your documentary is that she seems to really have had and maintained a love for the work of being on TV.
Yeah, you know, I asked her like of things in the past that, you know, she loved doing or being a part of. She does not dwell in past. She always talked about what she's doing next week or in 2 weeks or in a month from now. She spent more time looking through the front window than the rear window or the rear mirrors, and just was very focused on what's next in her career and looking forward. And it's kind of a great lesson in life, I think.
Steve, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, look, I'm glad you guys have a chance to watch her. She's great. She really is.
That's Steve Boettcher, co-founder of Boettcher and Trinkline Television, based in Milwaukee. He produced the documentary we've been talking about. It's called Betty White, The First Lady of Television. That's now available for streaming on Netflix.